Chapter 2 is about the variety of living organisms. There are more than 10 million species of organisms alive on the Earth today, and there has been many more that used to live but are now extinct. These species are classified into 6 main groups. These are plants, animals, fungi, protocysts, bacteria and viruses. Firstly, plants. Plants are multicellular, so they are made up of many cells. They use the sun's light to carry out photosynthesis, which uses carbon dioxide and water to produce sugar and oxygen. They capture the sun's energies with their chlorophyll in their chloroplasts. This is their main distinguishing feature. They also store carbohydrates as starch. The cell walls of a plant is made up of a carbohydrate called cellulose. Plants also create sucrose, which is then transported around the plant. There are flowering plants and non-flowering plants. Examples of plants are maize, grass, and ferns. The next group is animals. Animals can either be vertebrates or invertebrates. Vertebrates have a backbone, such as mammals and reptiles, and invertebrates, such as sponges and crustaceans, do not have a backbone. All animals are multicellular, and unlike plants, do not contain chlorophyll, so they do not photosynthesize. Animals gain nutrition by eating each other or other plants. Again, unlike plant cells, animal cells do not have a cell wall. This is a necessity as it allows cells to change shape, therefore allowing the animal to move from place to place. Most animals have a nervous system for coordination, which enables them to move. Animals store carbohydrates in the form of glycogen in their cells. Examples of animals are humans, worms, and starfish. Fungi. Fungi can either be multicellular, like toadstools or molds. Multicellular fungi are made up of a mycelium, which is a tangled network of thread-like structures called hyphae. Other fungi can be unicellular, such as yeast. Fungi cannot photosynthesize, so the cells do not contain chlorophyll. The cells of fungi have cell walls, but this is made out of chitin. Fungi are organisms that feed off other organisms. They can be saprophytes or parasites. Saprophytes feed on dead organic matter, so things like dead leaves. They secrete enzymes which digest their food outside the cell. They then absorb the digested product. This is called saprophytic nutrition. Many fungi can act as decomposers. Examples of fungi are mushrooms, molds, and yeast. Protocysts are another group of species. Protocysts are sometimes known as the dustbin kingdom, as they are like the leftover organisms. They do not fit into any other group, so they have their own. The majority of protocysts are microscopic, single-celled organisms. Some look like animal cells and are called protozoa. An example of these are amoeba, which live in ponds. Then there is algae. These are more like plants as they photosynthesize. Most algae is unicellular, but some, like seaweed, are multicellular and can grow to life sizes. Protocysts can also cause disease like Plasmodium, which causes malaria. Examples of protocysts are seaweed and amoeba. Bacteria is the penultimate group. Bacteria are tiny single-celled organisms that are much smaller than animal cells. They all have much simpler structure than cells of other organisms. There are 3 basic shapes of bacteria: spheres, rods, and spirals. Despite the different shapes, the internal structure is similar. All bacteria have cells which help it to keep its shape and to protect it. Some types of bacteria have a slim layer or capsule which is outside the cell for extra protection. Bacteria have no nucleus. All the DNA is in a single chromosome that is loose in the cytoplasm of the cell. Some have extra circles of DNA called plasmids. Some also have things called flagella. These structures help to move the bacteria. Some contain chlorophyll and therefore can photosynthesize.